I don't know what you're trying to get me to say, I don't know.
Well, it's something, the shift robe you could hang things in. What about something that just had drawers in it that you might have in your bedroom? Do you ever have a bureau or chest of drawers?
Well, yeah, a chest of drawers would be the name of the bureau.
Okay. And a general name for these things that you'd have in your house, just a general sort of name for all this would be?
Bedroom furnishing.
Okay. And something you could have in the window on rollers to pull down to keep out the light?
Curtain shades.
Okay. Is there a difference between curtains and shades?
Yes. Well, they serve the same purpose, and they don't necessarily have to serve the same purpose, because a shade can be for decoration or decorative purposes, and a curtain is for to keep out the light.
What? Which one is on rollers?
The shade is on a roller.
Uh-huh.
The curtain can be drawn as a enclosure.
Mm-hmm. And the top part of the house is called the
roof.
Okay. And something along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Gutters.
Excuse me?
Gutters.
Okay. What if you have a house and an L where they come together as the...
Valley. It's a roof. This would be called a valley.
Okay. And a room at the top of the house, just under the roof.
We have that too. I don't know anything it could be called, but just the upstairs apartment, what we call it.
Okay. And a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and...
Well, storage, pantry, cabinet.
And say if you had a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw away, you'd say, that's not good anymore, that's just...
Just what you said, it's not good anymore, we'll just throw it away.
Would you have a name for things like that? You'd say that's just...
Well, some people call it junk, if you want to use that terminology.
Would you use that word yourself?
No, I don't know. I might, in some instances, say this is just junk, or we can't use this anymore, let's destroy it, let's carry it to the dump, or something like that.
Okay. What about a room that's used to store odds and ends in, things that you don't... know what to do with, but don't want to throw away?
Well, my boys have a trophy room where they're basketball players. I have six sons.
Mm-hmm.
They have a room where they have everything stored, all type of trophies and pictures and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about things that aren't that valuable, though? Would you ever speak of a lumber room or junk room or
storage? No, I don't. Storage.
Uh-huh.
Storage, we have at the funeral home here, storage.
Mm-hmm.
I call it storage.
Mm-hmm. Just that you put various things?
Let's put this in storage, in a storage room.
Mm-hmm. And talking about daily housework, say if you're a woman might say that if her house is all messed up, she'd have to
clean it.
Okay. And the thing that she'd sweep with would be a...
broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was...
behind the door.
Okay. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
close it.
Huh?
Close it.
Okay. Any other words you'd use besides close?
I don't, but I know what you want me to say. Shut.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. And a long time ago, on Monday, women usually, when the clothes would be dirty, and women would do the...
washing.
Okay. And on Tuesday?
I don't know.
Well, when they're dried, then they have to...
iron.
Uh-huh. What might you call both washing?